one of the biggest points of friction between the two groups has been the school district's submission of their budget to the Borough Assembly. School board member Colleen Scanlon expressed a desire to get past this sticking point, but used the meeting to air some grievances.
I think the Borough Assembly has to respect that we were elected to manage the school. And yes, you oversee our spending authority, but I don't think you should be overseeing every line item and how we distribute those expenses.
Borough Assembly members felt that the information the school board provided did not meet their needs. In order to solve this, the two organizations' liaison committee will develop a form to fit the needs of both groups in time for the upcoming budget process. The borough is expected to provide $8.1 million to the school district for the 2016 fiscal year. Another topic discussed was maintenance costs for school facilities. The buildings are owned by the borough but traditionally have been maintained by the school district. The groups agreed to combine maintenance of all borough-owned facilities, including schools. The liaison committee will explore the details of this new arrangement. School board member Ralph Beardsworth says the best thing to come out of the meeting was simple.
The borough got to hear the school board, and the school board got to hear the borough. And it wasn't a hearsay situation. We were hearing things direct.
And assembly member Todd Phillips agreed, saying the best thing to come out was a renewed sense of cooperation. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.